From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Monday, October 26th. I'm Wayne Pratt. Illinois voters will decide next week on whether to implement a graduated income tax to replace the current flat tax system in the state. Many don't think the proposal does enough to increase revenue.
There's no limit. There's no cap. There's also no resolution to the longstanding financial issues in the state of Illinois.
In just a few minutes, we'll examine the proposed amendment to change the Illinois tax system. Voters in St. Louis and St. Louis County should be prepared for changes when casting ballots this year. Advocates say that's because there are fewer places to vote. St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports.
St. Louis County will have 231 polling stations this election, and St. Louis will have 100. That's fewer than previous elections. The County Board of Elections will allow voters to cast their ballots at any polling place. People in St. Louis must vote at their precinct. Vicki Washington is chair of the St. Louis Area Voting Initiative. She says voters should be prepared to make last-minute adjustments to cast their ballots.
The primary impact that I see is sometimes people had polling places really close to where they lived. Now they may have to go a little further.
Washington says the changes in polling places should not stop people from voting. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
The head of the Missouri Farm Bureau is making the case that voters should repeal and replace the state legislative redistricting system known as Clean Missouri. Blake Hurst is a backer of Amendment 3. It would transfer authority over state House and Senate districts to either commissions or judges with much different criteria than what voters approved in 2018. Hurst rejects the argument from Amendment 3 opponents that nothing in the 2018 Clean Missouri Initiative should be changed.
If the polls today are correct, there's a certain number of people that have had buyer's remorse on their presidential vote four years ago. So they should not have the ability to change their mind.
Hurst made those comments on our Politically Speaking podcast, and that's up on the website stlpublicradio.org. Missouri has just a handful of competitive state Senate races this election cycle, but as St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, the results of those contests could have long-term implications for congressional redistricting.
Some Republican lawmakers, like Senator Bill Eigel of Weldon Spring, want to create a congressional district next year that includes most or all of GOP-leaning St. Charles County.
Being part of the largest stronghold in the state, you want St. Charles to have that voice if you're a Republican.
But actually pulling that off may be challenging if Democratic gubernatorial hopeful Nicole Galloway defeats Governor Mike Parson. And it may be even more difficult if Democrats like Eigel's opponent, Richard Orr, gained Senate seats.
It is unnecessary, and it smacks of the gerrymandering that so many of us have been trying to eliminate throughout the state.
Democrats need to pick up two Senate seats to end the GOP Senate's veto-proof majority, which would be even more significant if Galloway wins. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Tighter restrictions are expected again this week in the Metro East to slow the spread of coronavirus. The number of cases in Southwest Illinois is spiking once again. That has Governor J.B. Pritzker indicating restrictions, including another ban on indoor dining at restaurants, could kick in starting Wednesday. Pritzker says he will tell Illinois State Police to issue more citations to restaurants and bars that violate any tighter regulations. Pope Francis is elevating the former Bishop of Belleville to Cardinal. Archbishop Wilton Daniel Gregory was installed as the Archbishop of Washington in 2019. Gregory is a Chicago native who served the Metro East for more than a decade. He was installed as Bishop of Belleville in February of 94, before becoming Archbishop of Atlanta in early 2005 and then going to D.C. Gregory is expected to become a cardinal along with 12 others in late November. He will become the first African-American cardinal. Illinois voters will decide next week on amending the state constitution to change the income tax system. The proposal would replace the current flat tax with graduated rates similar to federal income taxes. Reporter Herb Trix has more.
Let's face it, Illinois' finances are a mess, and that was before the pandemic, so any change in taxes is likely to raise a lot of concern and opposition. Currently, all Illinois taxpayers pay a flat rate of 4.95%, no matter what their income is. If the amendment passes, Illinois could adopt a graduated or progressive system with different rates for different income levels. And the General Assembly has already approved some graduated brackets if the amendment passes. Supporters of the change, like Kathy Griffin, president of the Illinois Education Association, say it's unfair that low-income people pay the same rate as wealthier people.
97% of people in Illinois will pay the same or less. But the top 3%, and that shows you how much wealth there is in the top 3%, that just by making this change, you will be able to help 97% of Illinoisans.
Taxes would only go up for those earning more than $250,000 a year. Their rates would increase from the current flat rate of 4.95% up to 7.75% and 7.85% and 7.95% for those earning more than $1 million. Paul Rumler, president and CEO of the Quad Cities Chamber of Commerce, says his members strongly oppose the change.
And what we're hearing is just a lot of bad timing, first off. We're in the midst of pretty big pandemic, and businesses across the state of Illinois and here in the Quad Cities are not doing well. So now is not the time to be proposing a tax increase.
And he worries that allowing for separate rates instead of the same rate for all could tempt the General Assembly and governor in the future. He admits raising revenue would help Illinois with its serious financial problems, but thinks other reforms should be made first.
There's no limit. There's no cap. There's also no resolution to the longstanding financial issues in the state of Illinois. So there's been no reform to the outstanding issues like the second highest in the nation property taxes that we have across our state, the backlog of bills that are out there that the state owes on, the unfunded pensions. And so right now, they have not addressed the spending side of what's going on, and they want to increase the revenue side. And that's just not a responsible path to go down.
With the constitutional change and graduated rates, Griffin says additional revenue could really help the state in many ways.
And obviously, it's much easier to say no to something than it is to say yes. And this will make a positive difference, not only in our state, but it will make a positive difference in our schools throughout the state and allow us to take care of our most precious resource, which is the education of our future, our kids.
By some estimates, the change could generate $3.4 billion a year in revenue for the state of Illinois. Nothing in the amendment or the proposed rates affects retirement income. To pass, the amendment needs at least 60% yes votes. I'm Herb Trix.
Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Wayne Pratt. From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this has been The Gateway.